A group of WYPR members and our program director, Andy Bienstock, went to Cuba last week for the International Jazz Festival in Havana. And WYPR's City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi tagged along in search of her Cuban roots and to try to figure out just what the difference is between Cuban jazz and American jazz.
First, we tried some WYPR members on their way to the festival to see if they could explain the difference.
The difference for me is the pattern, like the beat that's in the background. That's what I enjoy the most, being able to follow it.
I think that the percussion is quite different because they have a lot of more hand drums than just like drum sets.
That was Molly Dobb and Edmund Cronin. Then I turned to the experts.
Most of the world think that Latin jazz is just Afro-Cuban Latin jazz. But we need to be very clear right now about that, because Latin jazz is not only now, it's not only Afro-Cuban Latin jazz.
Cesar Orozco, a jazz pianist and violinist, left Cuba in 1997 to perform with a Venezuelan orchestra. 7 years later, he came to Baltimore to study at the Johns Hopkins Peabody Institute. Today, he is a music teacher in New York City and every once in a while performs in Baltimore.
Personally, I have a lot of interesting music from, for example, Peru or Argentina. There are a lot of very interesting tango projects that mix tango with jazz, which for me are really brilliant.
One of our WYPR trip members, Bill Nuremberg, was part of the jazz faculty at Peabody.
In America, jazz migrated from the gut to the brain, and that's where it stayed. And I like that. I like that. But I also like feeling the primitive rhythm and the drive that Latin jazz has.
Nuremberg says that Cuban and Latin jazz rely more on traditional harmony, while American jazz has gone outside those standards, allowing artists to be more inventive.
I think Latin jazz and Afro-Cuban jazz, they have a sort of an orthodoxy about them. American jazz had that, but we abandoned it.
According to Nuremberg, American recording labels used to support jazz musicians, but they no longer do that as much. So there's no particular style that modern American jazz musicians feel like they have to follow. Meanwhile, Afro-Cuban and Latin jazz rely heavily on bongos and conga.
It goes back to prehistoric times when the drum was used as a means of communication from tribe to tribe.
Cuban jazz combines the traditional music of the island with jazz rhythms. Emilio Martí, a Cuban guitarist who was playing at the historic Hotel Nacional in Havana, explains.
The word jazz doesn't really represent a genre, it's more of an attitude. The biggest difference for me is that Cuban jazz is rooted in traditional Cuban music, and the vocabulary is completely different.
Martí says he likes to use the best parts of jazz, like improvisation. Martí and Orozco take their cues from some of the greatest jazz musicians in Cuba. There's Chucho Valdés. Valdés was the Grand Marshal of this year's International Jazz Festival. He is able to combine traditional Cuban music with jazz, create jazz arrangements from classical Polish compositions like Frédéric Chopin's Prelude in E minor, and lay down a standard American blues. There's also El Inolvidable, the unforgettable one, Tito Rodriguez, a Cuban Puerto Rican artist. Rodriguez takes traditional Puerto Rican and Cuban songs like this one called La Negra Tomasa and finds ways to mix them into jazz melodies. The big question that remains is, how does Cuba have all these talented musicians? Is there something in the water?
I've never thought about it like that, but maybe it's the water or the air we breathe here, or the rum. But in all seriousness, I think for Cubans, it's something that's incorporated into their DNA.
Martí also points out that Cuba has a system where children as young as 8 can begin attending a conservatory for music alongside regular classes and make a career out of it.
Also in Cuba, we find refuge and relief in the music with all the problems we've had throughout the years. Problems are solved with a bottle of rum and a rumba.
Through economic hardship and the volatile political situation, Cubans use jazz as an escape. They make it their own in the best way they know how, by being resourceful, creative, and proud of their roots. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.
Next week, Dominique will take us inside her mother's childhood home in Havana and tell us the story of how her family left Cuba in 1971 during the Cuban Revolution of former leader Fidel Castro. Hope you'll join us.